From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor finished his meeting with lawmakers in the House Intelligence Committee. The panel interviewed Kushner for about 3 hours as part of its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign and possible involvement of Trump associates. Republican Congressman Mike Conaway.
I found him to be straightforward, forthcoming, wanted to answer every question that we had, and was willing to follow up on any questions that we think of later that we didn't get asked this morning.
Democrat Mr. Adam described the meeting as very productive. Kushner had a similar interview with staff on the Senate Intelligence Panel on Monday. The U.S. House of Representatives is likely to approve new sanctions Tuesday against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the sanctions were consistent with messages Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has promoted since Russia's activity in the Ukraine.
But the secretary, I think, has been firm about sanctions on Russia. We've talked a lot here about the issues facing Ukraine, how we expect and we intend, fully intend, those sanctions to remain in place until Russia stops the provocative actions that caused those sanctions to be placed in the first place.
The Senate previously passed its version of the bill on previously this week. Police say the suspect in a chainsaw attack at a health insurance company's office in the Swiss city of Schaffhausen has been arrested, but gave no further details. They also said the police would hold a news conference Wednesday morning. Franz Rosis is accused of attacking two employees of the insurer at their office in Schaffhausen's old town on Monday morning. His motive remains unclear. This is VOA News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is leading the push to move away from the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. However, the measure is widely unpopular in the United States and around Washington. Arizona Senator John McCain said the lack of a clear alternative has made the ACA even more popular, but said more needed to be done to fix something that's flawed, although he withheld support for McConnell's plan.
All we've managed to do is make more popular a policy that wasn't very popular when we started trying to get rid of it. I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that.
In a series of tweets Tuesday morning, U.S. President Donald Trump said Obamacare is torturing Americans and applauded ailing Senator John McCain for returning to Capitol Hill to cast his vote on the health care bill. Senator Al Franken, a Democrat, called the lack of clarity about which bill is going to be considered deeply troubling. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Donald Trump gets to decide his personnel. Ryan told reporters on Tuesday that it's the prerogative of the president to decide who works for him, and if the president has concerns, he would talk to that individual.
He's the executive branch for the legislative branch. He determines who is hired and fired in the executive branch. That's his prerogative. If he has concerns or questions or problems with the attorney general, I'm sure he'll bring him up with him himself.
President Trump at a news conference today said he was disappointed in Sessions recusing himself so quickly after assuming the role.
If he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me prior to taking office, and I would have quite simply picked somebody else.
Trump launched a fresh Twitter tirade on Tuesday morning against Sessions, who was the first senator to endorse his candidacy. Thousands of Palestinian Muslims prayed in the streets near Jerusalem's most contested holy site Tuesday, heeding a call by clergy to not enter the shrine despite Israel's seeming capitulation when it removed metal detectors it installed there a week earlier. Muslim leaders said they would only call off protests once they made sure Israel had restored the situation to what it was before the latest crisis. Four Arab countries isolating Qatar over its alleged support for extremists have added 18 more people to organizations on a designated terror list. The designated individuals and groups have direct or indirect ties to Qatar and include people who have raised funds for the Nusra Front in Syria, since has been renamed Fatah al-Sham Front, or supported al-Qaeda in Yemen. Qatar vehemently denies supporting extremists. For updates to these stories, as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.